Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To be obsessed with an unavailable man is to be permanently safe from receiving an available man's love. It is the ghostly lover who keeps us mesmerized with the fantasy of perfection at the cost of reality.
God damn it. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your co-host, Erica Sparrow.
And I'm Molly DeMillier.
And we've got another great episode for you this week. We're going back to the great book, Getting to I Do.
I think this book is really how this podcast got started.
Yeah, it was the rules in this one were our original two that we were like, we hate the rules, we like Getting to I Do.
Yeah.
Even though the title is awful.
Yeah.
And it is engagement season, folks.
Oh my God. I have already seen so many rings with like a Christmas tree in the backdrop.
Yeah. Well, especially like, I mean, if you don't know after a pandemic, I think it's a no.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate to tell you, girls out there waiting. Like if you didn't get a move in, if you didn't get a ring, I'm like, it might not happen.
Or at least a conversation. Because it's like, okay, people probably just don't have money right now.
Yes.
You know, like I get it.
Reasonable.
But like if you're not talking about your relationship progressing, you should probably get out. That's a hot take.
Not a good sign.
Dump him.
If they're using COVID as an excuse of just like, guess we don't have to meet families for 3 more years, I'd be like, excuse me. Excuse me. If they're not even willing to plan for after the vaccine,
right?
Maybe not a great sign.
But
I don't know. As always, guys, if you're new here, if you're not new here, if you just haven't left us a review, drop a review for the pod. Mm-hmm. We're almost at 400. We're going to do another giveaway when we hit 400.
Yeah.
But you can do it right from your phone on Apple Podcasts. Leave your girls a review. And we are 20 people away from doing an extra Patreon every week.
Yeah. And we gotta start dropping weekly.
Yeah.
There's so much to talk about.
Patreon is a spicy, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I dated Eggs Benedict's friend for a minute. We've had other drama happen. But yeah, join the Patreon at patreon.com/shootersgottashoot if you want those deets. It's growing. I don't know.
Man.
I'm like, hop on board.
Yeah, we had like a flurry of people. So welcome to the new the new listeners.
Welcome our new
members. Show too. Yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
But all right. So in theme of this episode, Getting to I Do, all about masculine feminine energy, you are now in a relationship.
Yeah.
How have you felt the masculine feminine energy has either balanced, has it shifted? What do you feel of like beginning to, what is it, 3 months?
Yeah, it's right about 3 months.
3 months. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? What's the masculine feminine energy like?
Well, from the very beginning, what I have thought was interesting is I had always thought that I was the masculine energy, but he definitely is. From the beginning, like he was the one taking the initiative, planning everything, and just like hardcore, very masculine energy, which was a little bit uncomfortable for me.
Really?
Yeah. I was.
You didn't like it?
It's not that I didn't like it, because I really liked everything that he was doing. Like it was very flattering, and just he's so thoughtful. Like when he was planning, when you know we could really like go out and do outdoor dining, he was, you know, sending me a couple of menus and you know, what do you like, and they were all just like so thoughtful and just always remembering the things that I said that I liked and all of that stuff. So I was very like flattered. I'm like, oh my God, a man who listens? I was like, what is this?
Listening. Is it a masculine quality or feminine quality? That part's up for debate.
Well, no, more of just like the really taking initiative.
Yeah.
But it was so just like rooted in things that I had said that I liked.
Okay.
So that I was like, yeah, I really enjoyed it. But at the same time, I was like, is this really me? Is this how I am in relationships? Is that so? I kind of had this like internal conflict happening. But now that we've gotten a little bit more in, I do feel it's starting to shift a little bit, but it's interesting because, I mean, the world is crumbled, right?
Yeah.
You know, like there's nothing really to plan.
Nah.
So it's almost like this assumption that we're going to be hanging out on the weekends. And it's not like I'm going like out with friends or anything like that. Because when there was that period when we were doing that,
mm-hmm.
I would, you know, invite him to hang out, you know, or to tag along if he could. He does work a lot on the weekends.
Right.
So I was starting to feel it there. And I remember telling you, I was like, are we just at the point where we assume that we hang out on the weekends?
Yes, like, I remember that. Like, yeah. He was mad you didn't officially say, like, come over when you're done. There was something of he was like, I'm working. And you went, okay, I'm not going to bother you then.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said something of like, oh, you're watching this movie, no invite. And you're like, you said you were working.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be naggy girlfriend.
Yeah, there was one night that he was like, where are you? Like, why aren't you here?
Yes.
And it was like midnight. And I was like, what? Like, come on, dude. And he was like, yeah, well, you can just like come over anytime. And I was like, okay.
Right. Like, but I've been that girl like there by yourself waiting for them.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel good.
Right.
So you're like, now I feel like I'm in the way.
Exactly.
You know?
And especially, like, we've had a few bits in the last like couple weeks where we've had that, and I've just been kind of hanging out, but his roommates have been gone. So it is also a situation of like, in New York style living, everyone has roommates. It's like, you don't want to be in like a group of people's space, you know?
Yeah, like, let me put on Bravo while your roommates are home.
Exactly.
Like, y'all like housewives?
Yeah.
You want to join in? This is Ramona. She's crazy. This is Luann. Also crazy. You'll catch on. It's not complicated.
And can you imagine if they were just like, yeah, we know.
We have a housewives pool. I'd be like, okay, that's a little too much.
Like, who's this bitch who's trying to give us the rundown?
I would feel pressure of like, I'll turn on the TV, but whatever channel it's on, it stays.
Yeah.
Because I'm not changing it.
Like, a lot of ESPN.
Right, yeah. Like, oh, let's watch this highlight reel 8 times.
Right?
Like, Jesus. I've never really watched ESPN, but I mean, dating any dude that watches it, and it's just on. I'm like, do we need to see the top 10 plays again? Did we forget? Like, this is also on YouTube now. I hope everybody knows. Like,
it's also all over Instagram. The better one is the not top 10.
Yes!
That's the way better one.
That's way better. Anyway, but I don't know. So in the beginning, you felt like he was the pursuer, which, let's be honest, anybody pursuing you, very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Especially being pursuers ourselves, it's kind of nice when it flips.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, oh, what's this? This is new.
Yeah. It was a little bit strange, though, just kind of feeling like losing that sense of control.
Okay.
But yeah, like it was nice, and I never felt like I wasn't going to hear from him either, which I think is a very big key and actually more of a reason why, in doing all this research and now kind of having this period of like self-reflection of, you know, like having something mm-hmm. actually go well, I think that I would take over more of this masculine like pursuer role, because I was afraid that if I didn't, the person wouldn't contact me.
Yeah.
You know?
I've been there. Yeah. It's like the follow-up before the date.
Exactly.
You're like, if I don't send this follow-up, probably never gonna hear from them again or go on this date,
right?
Which let me tell you, from personal experience via online dating, probably true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but how have you felt it shifted? Do you feel like it's kind of the same?
I feel like it's very balanced.
Okay.
You know,
that's what the book says will happen.
Yeah. Like, I'm not over here counting of like, oh, you know, did I actually initiate the hangout this weekend, or like on Friday night, or did he?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just not really keeping score on that anymore. And I really don't think I ever did. He was, you know, winning the whole time. So I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, what more can I do?
Okay.
Yeah. And I feel like now it's just kind of this assumption that we're going to hang out if we can.
Yeah.
And like, whoever wants to like make the plan can. But he's really cute, and he's able to surprise me with some stuff because we can't really go out on dates. So it was actually really funny. It was a couple weekends ago. It was a Saturday night. I was going over there, and it was kind of like a weird time of day that we started planning like what we were going to do that night. We're just going to hang out at his place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, are you hungry? Because I was going to go over there around like 8 or something, and, which is kind of a strange time, right?
Like, yeah. How close to 8 are we fucking? Yeah. That'd be my question. It's like, I mean, you trying to hook up right when we get there? Like before food? Or like, if we really eat, I'm going to need 2 hours. Like, you know?
Well, it was also like, I had eaten like a pretty big lunch, and it was right after Thanksgiving too. So I was I was like, I don't know. Like, I was like, I'm not super hungry. Like, you do your thing. And because he also asked me at like 6 or something. So I was like, oh, that's plenty of time. Like, we don't have to, you know, order. Like, you can do your thing. And then he was like, I think it was like an hour later, he replied. And he was like, yeah, I don't believe you. Like, I got you food too.
Hell yeah.
I was like, okay. Nice man. But then I get there and he had done this whole like surprise date night because we like can't go actually like out to eat. Yeah. And he had been traveling for Thanksgiving. So he was actually like quarantining. And he was like, I know that like we can't really like go on dates, but like we can still do this stuff. And he had stuff delivered from multiple restaurants.
What?
With like to go drinks.
Yo, he got you a buffet.
Yeah. He got like a whole meal and like, yeah. Also of things that I said that I liked.
This is my love language.
Yeah.
What were the things?
So he did like this really good ramen.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. And then chips and guac, because
yeah.
We met on Hinge and it said my love language is chips and guac.
Got you a marg.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a marg. You're a marg gal.
Yeah, he knows I like margs. Okay. And so that's why he was like, they wouldn't let me just get booze, so I had to get sides. And mm-hmm. He also got like chicken wings and
okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like a very strange assortment.
That's cute as hell though.
Was it like the pork, not pork rolls, but the sandwichy things,
the bao?
Yeah.
Oh, bao
so,
buns.
Yeah, so oh, pork buns.
Oh, yes, pork buns.
So good.
Give me that.
Oh my god, it was
give me
so
that.
Oh, good.
Oh, buffet. That's a generous man.
Yeah, it was.
I got options, baby.
Yeah,
what you want?
He knows I got an appetite.
That's like, cute. Oh yeah. Shit, I like that.
Yeah, it was a very cute little
that's my love
surprise
language.
Date night. Yeah, right?
It's like, I know you can eat, girl. I'm like, yes, I can, sir.
Yeah, I just love that. I was like, no, I'm fine. And he was like, no, you're not. Like,
yeah,
no.
You liar.
He literally doubled his order.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, it's also like, when you go somewhere and you want to like pig out, I don't want to pig out alone.
Oh, exactly.
No, I mean,
yeah.
There's friends I call when I'm like, I'm trying to get nachos.
Yeah.
I know they're down.
Right.
And there's that friend, and you're like, they never want to get nachos, man.
Salad it is.
Yeah, I gotta pretend I'm not hungry around them.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I also think it's a sign of a good relationship and like a healthy relationship when you can comfortably eat in front of them. Because I have had those situations where as a woman you feel like you need to order the lightest thing on the menu.
Yeah, that's never fun.
No, it's definitely not fun.
Or I don't like being with people that I'm like, they never eat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting there like, it's been 5 hours, man.
Yeah, it's like,
are you not
starving?
Hungry? Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what, we just booze? That's it?
Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ. Like,
can't get a bag of chips over here?
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, dog.
Oh, yeah. He's like full late night pizza, wings, whole thing.
Hell yeah.
It's, yeah, I might gain a few pant sizes this relationship.
Yeah, whatever,
but,
dude. Everybody does.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? It's cold.
Yeah, exactly. It's really like that's all.
I was like, the gyms are finally reopened and I rejoined and I was like, well, now that indoor dining shut down, I'm like, that's going to be gone.
Exactly.
So I was like, never mind. Yeah. Christmas, get me some dumbbells, Dad. But yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's all of a monument.
Yeah, it is. It is good.
Shout out to Hinge. All right. So what do we got here from the book? What am I going to get into? What chapter are we doing?
We are looking at chapter 16, How to Keep a Sexual Relationship from Turning into an Obsessive Addiction.
And this goes for any relationship.
Well, this book is focused on like, what do you mean by any relationship?
Well, it's like when you hear sexual relationship, my brain goes hooking up.
Yeah, but this is like, wait until you're like dating for sex.
Okay.
That's
so more
the premise of this book.
Sexual part. Or once sex happens, is that kind of what it's saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I think it can be applied to hookups, though, because, I mean, this is a pretty old school book, like we've talked about before, of like, if you're dating someone, you should wait until commitment for sex. So where it's written, like, you're in a committed relationship and how not to get obsessive after you start sleeping together.
Okay.
But I think to modernize it, it really can be for hookups or someone that you feel like you have something building with.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Because it's, I think it's fascinating. And I like personally, I've been in this situation before.
I mean, we all have.
Yeah. And it's specifically when something starts to go bad. It says, have you ever become compulsive when a relationship starts to go awry?
Yeah.
Because it's not like when something is going well, uh-huh. you're not going to be like freaking out, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be like everything is firing right in your brain.
Yeah. And people I know that have been in very long term things, even a friend of mine that ended up getting divorced, recently opened up to me about when it was really bad, their sex life actually cranked up.
And oh,
he was like, it was kind of a like, let's try anything to save this.
Yeah, and there's nothing better than makeup sex.
Right, but I was kind of like, man, my impression from a lot of people was like the sex just dies. Like you're not having sex at all. So it kind of feels like, I don't know, does it go one way or the other? I think most people would say, yeah. Either you're like, let's get these toys, let's try this, let's try that. Like trying to like reignite a fire.
Yeah.
It's almost like, does your girl listen to podcasts? Like if she does, she's going to have ideas.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, she's going to be like, I don't know, you're the man.
Yeah.
Come up with something.
Well, I think if you're still at the point where you're like physically attracted to each other, it feels like, okay, this is the only thing that we have left.
True.
You also know, that. Like, because when I've been at this point, people have like, I don't know what to say to you, but like, I still think you're a fucking smoke show. And like that, just take your clothes off. You know, like, just that's all we got.
I don't know what to say. Take your shirt off. I still have no words. Get in here.
Let's just keep stripping it down until I find some.
Damn, that is true. Yeah. That is true.
So then it says, how do you know if you are in an obsessive relationship? One sign of an addiction is the reverse side of the original chemical attraction that brought you together. It has become documented that when two people start to come apart, one or both partners actually suffers a physical chemical withdrawal, also known as love sickness.
Hmm.
I think this is interesting because like sex is so biological that like there's so many studies out there that say that when a woman becomes like really in love or like when she has sex, like there's certain things in her brain that fire off differently. Yeah. And I think that's what can also make kind of this crazy snap. It's also that chemical firings in your brain.
Yeah, or it's like if that's true for you or whatever with a partner you care about, then if you're not having sex, you're like having a drought of that whatever oxytocin.
Yes.
But you're like, get that back. Get that part back.
Yeah.
And then the other part stuff will fall into place. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what they're getting at with like the chemical withdrawal.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
That's...
It's like if you don't, even with hookup buddies, it's like if you don't see them for a while, the next time you see them, you're like, I need a minute.
Yeah.
Like I need to warm up to you again.
Yes.
Because it's been a while.
Yeah, exactly. Like you don't feel that same like chemical attraction to them.
And you're like, damn it, it's gone.
Yeah. Or do you ever have that feeling of like, I know there was also someone else in here?
Yeah.
You know,
where
like you can also smell someone else on them and you're like, it's just not the same.
You're like, die, no, I'm not number one.
Yeah. Or they do like another move and you're like, that's new. Who taught you that? That wasn't in the playbook.
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, oh, that's sadly true.
And then it says, have you ever obsessed over a man so much that you called his answering machine just to hear his voice? Or sneaked looks at his credit card bills to see what, or more specifically, whom he has been spending money on? I think that's a lot. I would say...
First of all, who's getting paper bills anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
Save the trees.
Yeah. That's... Yeah, global warming. Mm-hmm. It's not good. I would say a modern, more like rational version of this is just looking at their Instagram stories or like going to their Instagram page a lot.
Instagram
like,
messages or personal messages, for sure.
Yeah, just like going for back sure. through.
Yeah, or seeing like... some girl that likes their photo, you look at their page, you're like, oh, you're liking her new photos.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Right. Like you like get these, in that rabbit hole.
Yeah. I don't like these mutual likes.
Right. And then you craft a story in your head, right?
Yep.
That's like, I think with the credit card bills, old school, looking at those, I think a lot of people end up crafting stories in their heads of like, okay, spending money here on this and like, mm-hmm. you know, a dinner that costs this much, it could be worth, you know, two dinners, that yep. kind of stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Because humans are naturally storytellers. I don't mm-hmm. remember where I read that, but it was in one of these books, and it's like your first inclination is going to have a story to something, because that's the way we learn from a very young age, is how you learn new things and how you process information is through story.
Yep.
So you're just naturally going to tell one.
Yeah, or you know the pattern of them pursuing you in some way, or you know the pattern of how you two started.
Yeah.
That you're like, when you start to feel like you see that pattern with someone else, you're like, I know what's going on here.
Yeah.
I'm not dumb. You're like, I went through it.
Exactly.
You think I wouldn't notice?
Yeah.
It's like, boom.
So true.
It's the same for like how often someone posts.
Yes.
When you're like, you would never post when we were together. Now that we're not together, you're posting. And it's like, why? You're trying to get an answer from somebody.
Yeah.
You're showing this for someone to see the way that we all do.
Yeah.
So
have you ever felt in a situation where like you knew that someone knew you were taken, and then you started to see them do similar patterns around you again, and like, it's like, what are you trying to get at?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've noticed I use the word boyfriend in a couple of posts, and then I noticed that people started to come back around and like really look closely at my stories. Or like mm-hmm. not like closely is a strange word, but like look at every story again, like guys yep. that I've been with, and I'm like, you're trying to get a peek of who this is.
Fishing for clues.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've done it. I've been the one that does it. I've been the one that notices it. We've all been both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You can smell it, baby.
Oh yeah.
You can always smell it.
Men especially can smell other men. Men are dumb, but they're not stupid.
I'd say same way.
That women.
Anytime I felt like there was another woman around, I was correct. Even when I didn't have hard evidence.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I think women are just smarter on more terms than men.
True.
You know?
True.
Like, that's really the only thing I'm like, yeah, men have got that one. They know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other social cues, they're like fucking badgers.
Oh,
like,
for sure. I've sprayed men's cologne on myself.
What? To throw someone off?
Yeah.
We gotta unpack that.
Wait, oh, what? It fucking worked. It worked.
Whose cologne was it?
I was like, I'm gonna show up to this date smelling like another man. See how you like it. They didn't say anything, but I felt like it, like, you know. I could tell. Like,
did you get another
date?
Suddenly
they were, like, trying a little harder. Yeah.
Okay. Whose cologne was it?
My brother's.
Does your brother know? He just gave a little spritz?
No, his, and then I used to have a male roommate. I took his once.
Oh, you've done this a few times.
I did it twice. Okay. Worked out. Third time, I literally was around another man before a second date.
Wait, so you used this other
twice
man's
I did,
cologne?
I literally spread cologne on myself.
Okay.
Another time I was like hanging with a dude.
Got it. Okay.
And like got cuddled up to him. Right.
You just got the natural scent.
I snuggled in there to get that scent on me on purpose. And it worked.
You're in there like, is this Old Spice?
Yeah. Like I was like, just whatever, just get your smell on me. You know, like if you take a shirt from somebody, it smells like them.
Yeah.
And kind of get that like rubbed off on you.
Yeah. You just kind of like rub it all through your hair.
Yeah. Yep. I'm like, play with my hair. Get your hands in there. It worked.
I mean, that's smart.
Like I could tell they suddenly kind of were like, yeah, am I not the only dude around this girl? And the answer's like, no, you're not.
That's so smart.
It's smart but psychotic at the same time. It's not something I'm like, I'm super proud of this. But yeah. I mean,
it's a move.
I was like, I was trying to unhinge on their instincts in some way.
All right. Well, trying to get a second date, just wear some men's cologne on the first.
Okay.
Back to some of the obsessive behavior. It says it questions whether or not it's actually love when you do this, because a lot of the times when you're behaving this way, you think that you're in love. And so this challenges and says, but is it actually love? Remember, a feminine woman doesn't fall in love. So when a woman falls in love, what is she really falling into? It's obsession. To be obsessed with an unavailable man is to be permanently safe from receiving an available man's love. it is the ghostly lover who keeps us mesmerized with the fantasy of perfection at the cost of reality.
God damn it.
Some of this stuff just hits
so hard.
That
was a really
hard
truth.
Yeah.
I felt that.
I think that's, especially as I've been in more of a stable relationship, of really understanding that the things that I was in before were lust, mm-hmm. and kind of these obsessions and just really, really wanting these unavailable people to like me and loving the idea of them.
But also on the other front that it points out is you're comfortable being with that person because you know it's not the real thing.
Yeah.
And the real thing would freak you out.
And you don't have to be vulnerable at all.
Yeah, that was the part that hit home for me. If I was like, oh, there are for sure people like that.
Yeah.
That you were like, no, this is perfect for now. This is perfect for college. This is perfect for me being 22. Like, if a dude actually was like, no, I want to marry you, you'd be like, time out.
Yeah, see
and
you later.
Would run.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was the part that hit hard with me. I was like, oh, I've met dudes that I was like, oh, you're like a full man and have your life together, and I don't, so no thanks.
Well, that's a lot of this feeling with Space Jam. Of I remember talking to like you and a couple other friends and saying, it's just I don't know if I'm fully ready for someone like this, who I could tell very early on like he wanted a relationship. It was going to be a no bullshit kind of thing. And after my entire dating life of just ridiculous games with people, but what I had to settle it was like, am I gonna just let someone so good pass me by because I don't feel like I'm ready?
Also true.
You know, like kind of at that balance of like, this is a really good person and I'm just gonna, I can't just let them go. You know, I gotta be ready and give it a try.
Yep.
But it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, man. They're going to push you to emotional places you haven't been before.
Yeah.
Which, be honest, is scary. If you've never done it before, it's scary.
Yeah, it's very scary. And I think it's scary because you have to learn so much about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like he challenges me on a lot of things. And like, instead of just agreeing with me, because that's an easy thing to do, like we'll have really like deep conversations about things. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. There's a dude that really cares how you feel about anything.
Yeah,
whether it's deep or not. I had my best friend from home actually went through that with, like, she was started dating a guy that was older, and she is very not confrontational, very like, oh, whatever you want to do, person. And she, I remember her saying to me early on, like, she was like, no, he'll be like, no, what do you want with XYZ? She's like, he'll push me till I give him an answer. She's like, no one else has ever even brought it up.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
And isn't it so weird as women, you're kind of trained just to be that like fun, easy, like go with the flow kind of person, and then when you really like come up with someone real and they're like want your opinion, like they want your take on something, it's like you have to teach yourself how to have one in some ways.
Yeah, but it's also confidence of like, give your opinion before knowing the other person's opinion.
Yeah,
whether it's relationships, work, family, being like, no, what are your guns? What do you what are you sticking to?
Yeah. And I think anyone real, it's gonna take note of like the time that you put out your opinion, because you see those people in so many things of like, oh, they just regurgitated what I said.
Yeah, I've noticed it on dates.
Yeah,
like I went on someone that wasn't brought up the same religion as me,
and
it came up of like, how would your family feel dating someone that grew up Catholic versus I think his was like Hindu.
Okay.
And we both kind of agreed of like, well, that's up to like me and my partner,
right,
to decide how are we going to raise the kids. But we both also agreed of like, well, with our families, yes, it would be easier to have someone that was the same just in terms of like the wedding.
Yeah.
And it would just automatically be assumed. Like for me, in Catholicism, it's like if I married someone else that was Catholic, it would automatically be assumed the kids would be Catholic, even if I never took them to church.
Right.
But there'd be something of like the wedding happening in a church, no one would ask questions.
Yeah.
Whereas me just having a wedding outside, not by a priest officiating, people are going to have questions.
Right.
Like suddenly they're poking in like, well, what about with kids? And it's like, first of all, it's actually not your business.
Right.
But you feel like you're entitled to it because you're at this wedding outside.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's not, you can't assume anything because we're not, there's no denomination of this ceremony.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, the invitation was to this event, not to get like facts about my life.
Right. But when I was young, I was never on a date being like, by the way, how do you feel about God?
Right.
Like that shit wasn't coming up. You
exactly.
know?
So. Yeah.
What else does it say?
It says that to be self-centered is to be feminine and to be selfless is to be masculine. Each of us can take on either quality, but we risk addictive behavior when we opt for our second suit in nature. For example, feminine energy females who act masculine and go after what they want. So it's saying that women who mask their feminine energy and take on more of a masculine energy are going to be more apt to have this addictive behavior. Which I feel
true
so
of pursuing.
Hard. Yeah.
True of pursuing.
I feel that so hard now because I had like really truly thought that I was like the masculine energy and I needed to go after that. But I've had so many of these situations where I am just after a couple weeks in so anxious and I do kind of those crazy things and get on those Instagram spirals and do all of those wild things and like thinking that I was just so infatuated with someone.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like, have I ever initiated with someone and then they were equally as into me and that made me like switch or made me not like it, or you know what I mean? Like, did it make me turn off? Like, I can't really remember. But I agree of like, if you're getting a bit of a high and a rush, as we all do, of like, say someone's cute, you DM them on Instagram, they answer you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be, I DM'd a TikTok star.
He was over 18, right?
Listen, he's about my age. Okay. But here's the thing. Following him on TikTok, and then I followed him on Instagram. I knew he was based in LA. He moved to New York.
Okay.
He got a job writing for a late night show.
Okay.
I saw the set of the show in his Instagram story.
Okay.
And I just naturally thought of something to say. And yeah. I just was like, oh, shit, did you move to New York?
Mm-hmm.
And he answered me.
Okay.
But there's a rush in that.
Yeah.
There's a rush of like, this dude's verified, got a bunch of followers, probably not gonna even see it. But he saw it.
Yeah.
He answered me. We chatted a little. I got his number. There's a rush in that.
Yeah.
Of like, holy shit, it worked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's already a rush of like, let me put myself out there in some way. Like, give my number to this guy on my way out. Give this nine, you know, whatever it is. But like, shooting the shot, there's a reward rush when it works.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, with any relationship, you're going to get a rush from something. So if the typical rush is you initiating and them like receiving or reacting or responding to you, that's your rush. And then when you lose it, you lose the rush. So then you're going to be fishing extra hard.
Yeah.
For something I can comment on, something, some thought I could have to text them, like whatever it is. So I do agree too of like, yeah, when the rush dies, you're like, shit.
Yeah. And I think when you put so much on like the thought of like shooting the shot, right, like you pursuing this TikTok star, and also like in your head they're like this little celebrity and like you're so just like about everything that they're doing and who they are, and have you ever had those instances where you end up talking to that person and you realize like, oh wow, there's actually not a connection here like I thought there was? But it's so hard to actually admit that, you know, because you don't want to be wrong of I thought this was such a great person, someone who I really, really wanted to be with. And then you have to be able to be a bit more self-reflective and say like, oh, this isn't actually the person for me, which can be really hard to do.
Right. You got to think of it as like, do I want to be with someone that doesn't really want to be with me?
Yes.
That's what I've like trained myself to do. Of like, you put it out there, you open the door, they didn't really receive it, move on.
Exactly.
Like, you really want to convince someone to like you?
No, yeah, no, that should be the like, easy part.
When you like, put it in those terms, you're like, that's fucking lame.
Right.
Like, don't be that person.
Right.
But when you're like just shooting a shot and getting a response, it's exciting. It's fun.
Yeah.
And then what?
That's the big key. Like,
right.
That's what I've been trying to get to this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had something that you've done that you've been like, oh, that was, I was clearly like in an obsessive mode, like a behavior, and when something, you felt like something was cracking, like this book says?
Definitely when I was in relationships or dating someone for a while, and then I would notice like communication patterns would change or start to die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I would feel like, save this, Like, there'd be something in me like, hey, try this, try that. Like, like relationships are work. So you got to do some work right now.
Yeah, that's relationships are work. That's the worst piece of advice, I think.
But it is true. They're going to be working some way. But when you're the only one doing the work, that shit is dead.
Exactly. Yeah, it shouldn't be like unnatural work.
Yeah.
Which I've been in those situations where you're like, oh, you should do more. You should do more. And then all of a sudden it's like, you look back and you're like, oh my God, I sent like a ton of texts.
Yeah, like a ton of texts. Or then I was super self-conscious of like, okay, you're going to see them. What are you wearing?
Yeah.
What, you know, like you're like, oh, you've like all of a sudden I'm in my head of like, man, the last couple times you saw them, you were like dressed kind of casual.
Mm-hmm.
Like wear your sexy clothes next time. Like there's like shit that just spirals in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it would be like, say it was someone that you talk to every day and then you suddenly felt like there was a day you didn't talk. Or you felt like I sent them a note. They didn't respond for like hours.
Mm-hmm.
Which you're like, that's not typical of them.
Right.
Like you feel them pulling away.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sense of I've gotten the advice with early on and stuff, almost having guys be like, no, this dude's just sending you a Snapchat and not talking to you. Like open it and don't answer it.
Yeah.
Like pull away and they'll feel it. And they're either going to come or they're going to let it go.
Yeah.
So, but being on the other end of that, you're like, damn it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest thing. That is a good piece of advice because regardless, romantic relationship or not, when you take a step back from something and then all of a sudden someone's like bombarding, I've been on the other side of that and I'm kind of like, holy shit, like calm down. And so, but I've definitely been that person who has just been like trying so frantically to fix or save something and not even realizing just how much pressure it's putting that on that other person. And I think ultimately it's just so easy to end up being like, oh, I don't want this anymore, like this is too much, and just toss in the towel.
Yeah. Or like, listen, the good thing about the pandemic year is it's showing you who truly thinks about you.
Yeah,
right. How many friends did you really talk to? How many friends did you really meet up with when you felt it was safe to meet up with people?
Yeah.
Like, and it's the same thing for relationships, like where you try to make it different, it's like, no, it's not. Like, if there was a friend that I would text and not hear an answer from, or, like, not hear from them at all then for 2 weeks, it's like, guess what? That friend ain't thinking about me.
Right.
Like, they didn't think about me at all for 2 weeks to say anything.
Exactly.
Because I've had the thing of, like, someone texts you, say you opened it, started doing something else, whatever, or thought you responded, you didn't. The next time I text them, though, I see that message and I go, oh, holy shit, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I missed this.
Yeah.
But it's like, then I look at the dates and it's like, it's 3 days later that I messaged them. Like, because you're on my mind. You're my friend.
Right.
Like, you were someone I thought to talk to.
Right.
So it's like kind of same thing with dating.
Exactly. Like, it definitely is.
Like, that was what Lindsay said on our episode, right?
Oh, yeah. Lindsay Metzler.
Right. With following up about the date. She was like, oh, basically you didn't think about me at all this week.
Right.
Like, she kind of was like, that's telling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's true. It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think it's all about just people that you want in your life, whether it be friend, romantic, family, anything. It's who do you really want in your life and who's going to be a positive relationship, especially now when the world is on fire and you need these stable relationships.
Yep. Or that's the same with exes going, let's be friends, and it's like, okay, what level of friends?
Yeah.
Are we gonna hang out?
Yeah.
You actually gonna invite me to stuff? The answer is no.
Right.
Like, what to you is a friend?
Yeah.
And it's usually like, yeah, do you just mean if I run into you, we say hello and we're nice?
Yeah.
That's not a friend. That's an acquaintance.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, reasonable. No one wants bad blood in the world.
Right.
You know?
And especially if you think that you are going to see him, if you're in the same friend group or whatever.
Yeah. Small town. Whatever. Yeah. Even New York. You're going to see him.
You are. You absolutely
you're
are.
Run into them.
New York is actually not as big of a city as people think.
It's not
millions of people in like a 9 mile chunk.
Yeah, it's made me up my mile radius in dating apps to be like, you know what, actually kind of prefer someone that doesn't live in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
because I don't have any worries about just walking around Sunday looking like trash.
Yeah,
going to get a coffee and I gotta run into you, you know what I mean? Like, it's yet to happen, but I'm like, it's gonna happen one of these days.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, thank God for masks. There's been a few times where I'm like, do I know that guy? Like,
oh, I'm like,
look down.
Sunglasses and masks, you're fine.
Like, that ain't me. Is that all we have from the book?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else for this ep?
I did just want to address one thing. I had a lot of people reach out to me in the last week after my Instagram story. So just thank you to everyone who had reached out. It was a story asking if people had gotten some just like character defamation stuff about me. It is, I mean, you know, Erica, it's been quite the week.
Oh, I know.
So I'm really not ready to talk about it, and there's still a lot that I have to process on my own. But there were some pretty serious allegations made against me that I'd committed assault. And I never thought that I would publicly have to say that I've never committed assault. Mm-hmm. And I don't support domestic violence. So yeah, I mean, it just really just blows my mind. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I would never think I would have to say that either. I don't think anybody does.
Yeah. So. I mean, also, I'm 5'4", 135 pounds, and severely anemic. Like, that's not my lane.
Yeah, who you assaulted, Molly?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been quite the week. Did I tell you it got so wild that people were blocking me on Instagram and then follow, like, watching my stories from their dog accounts?
Oh my god, that's just so funny.
I was like,
god,
listen, like,
a real finsta's like, no photo,
yeah,
no link to you.
That's the thing. I'm no,
put a little work in to be a finsta, okay?
I'm no Nancy Drew, okay? But if you have a dog account with your name in the profile, I'm gonna connect that dot.
Yeah,
you know,
I know
I'm gonna get that one,
buddy. I've stalked people from the shooter's account.
Yeah, that's,
and I was like, if you notice shooter's, yeah, gotta shoot is looking at your story, you know it's either me or Molly. Yeah. I'm later like that, yeah, was dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I gotta block someone from this, like, I block them from my own account, but I'm looking from shooter's, like, it's me.
Yeah,
hello.
Like, your photo is in the thing.
Yeah, you know it's me, I'm right here, baby, you know.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm looking from Sunny Spira's Instagram. Yeah. I'm looking from Progressive Dental. Like, yeah, that's me. That's. Do you think Sunny really knows who you are, or someone at his office? Hello.
Yeah, you gotta get a fake account. Yeah, man.
I have too many logged into my Instagram. I don't have room for a fake one. I manage ones for my life, you know. But it's just like I would do that and I'd be like, you idiot. Like, yeah. I've done it.
Yeah.
We've all slipped up.
Well, it causes a lot of anxiety for the other end, okay?
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
Yeah. So, just, yeah, again, thank you to everyone who did reach out. It really meant a lot. And just as far as, you know, the full story, I'm really not ready to do that right now.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to if you guys share, if anyone shared any information.
Yeah, it was very, very helpful.
Yeah. So, anyway, guys, hope you guys have a great holiday week next week. I think, you know, if you're traveling home or not traveling home, we will have an episode for you next week, mm-hmm, to accompany you on your travels. Mm-hmm. And again, if you want to join the Patreon, support the pod, we're almost at an extra episode every week. It's patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. And you can follow us on Instagram at shootersgottashootpod if you want to see me creep in accounts. And my personal one, I'm at Sparica with two A's.
And I'm at the Guaca_Molly.
And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.